On Tuesday, Arista Life Science, the manufacturer of methyl iodide, announced that they're pulling the pesticide from the market in the U.S. based upon its economic viability. The announcement has been applauded by environmental and farm worker advocacy groups, who claim the pesticide is far too dangerous for use in agriculture. Jeannie Economos is the health and safety coordinator for the Farm Worker Association of Florida.
This is a great testament to collaborative efforts all around the country, because different organizations, farm worker, pesticide, environmental organizations around the country, were unified in our opposition to this, including some major scientists in California and other places that opposed this. And I think it just shows that there is power to the people when people stand together and work together for a cause, for a joint cause.
The decision to pull methyl iodide from the market comes in the wake of a lawsuit brought by environmental groups in California aimed at overturning the approval of the pesticide in the state. Greg Laurie is an attorney with Earth Justice, a law firm that represents a coalition of farm worker and environmental organizations.
Methyl iodide is an extremely toxic chemical known to cause cancer, birth defects, it pollutes the groundwater. And it's a chemical that we really don't need. There are alternatives to methyl iodide that already are out there, and there was no need to bring a new, incredibly toxic pesticide onto the market. The decision by Arista to suspend sales and to actually cancel the registration in California, at least, is a tremendous victory. Really exceeds our wildest dreams as to the outcome of this case.
While Laurie says methyl iodide was only used 6 times in California, its use in Florida was much more widespread. The problem is we don't know exactly where it was used, as Florida's Department of Agriculture did not track its use, as they did in California.
It was used in greater quantities in Florida. My understanding is that it was sprayed on about 17,000 acres, which is a tiny, tiny fraction, of course, of U.S. cropland. And while we don't have evidence of any immediate harm from any of those fumigations, the insidious thing about methyl iodide is that it causes cancer and that it pollutes the groundwater. So these are impacts that don't manifest immediately, but rather, they take time, and you never really know until years have gone by.
WMNF contacted a representative of Arista Life Science who refused to speak on record about methyl iodide. Arista's press release says that they'll continue to market methyl iodide outside the U.S. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin.